From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at the North Korean embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman says Thae Young Ho has arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and is under government protection. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey is set to release 38,000 prisoners in an apparent move to make space for thousands of people arrested as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
In a tweet Wednesday, Justice Minister Becky Bozdar announced the release of the prisoners sanctioned by a government decree under the current emergency rule. No reason was given for the early release, but in a statement, an official said only non-violent prisoners would be freed and they would remain under supervision. Nearly 20,000 people have been arrested since last month's coup attempt. Human rights groups in Turkey have claimed the prisons are so overcrowded that detainees are being forced to sleep in shifts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengue, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following fighting in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to his journalists in Nairobi Wednesday while in town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. Women's track and field events will occupy most of the Olympic primetime lineup Wednesday night. Medals are being handed out in three high-profile events. This is VOA News. A Brazilian judge has issued an order preventing American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fagan from leaving the country, stating that they gave conflicting testimonies about being robbed earlier this week. But Lochte's father told the Associated Press his son has already returned to the U.S. Brazilian officials are suggesting that the U.S. swimmers may not have told the whole truth and need to answer questions. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made changes to the leadership of his campaign. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. The campaign says the shakeup does not affect the role of campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Vice President Joe Biden warned the Kosovar government that what he called the cancer of corruption Wednesday during his first visit to the Balkans since 2009. Biden called for reconciliation between Kosovo and Serbia.
And it starts with pursuing closer cooperation and peaceful negotiations with your neighbors, even your former enemies.
After talks with Kosovar President Hashim Thaci in Pristina, Biden traveled south and dedicated a road to his son Bo, who died of brain cancer last year. Indonesia observed its Independence Day Wednesday by scuttling 60 foreign fishing boats that had been confiscated while unlawfully fishing in its territorial waters. Susi Pujiastuti is Indonesia's Minister of Maritime and Fisheries.
So as long as the fish is swimming in our EEZ, the coordinate of the where is the fish is swimming, that's Indonesian fish. And someone take it there, it's illegal. And we will them.
The Indonesian government has adopted a firm position against illegal fishing in its waters. Officials are especially worried about China's recent expansion of its fishing fleets and occasional encroachment on the waters of other countries. A Malaysian fuel tanker has apparently been hijacked and taken into Indonesian waters. Malaysian maritime authorities said Wednesday the tanker Vir Harmony went missing Tuesday, the day after leaving the port of Tanjung Pelepas. It was carrying about 900,000 liters of diesel fuel. The vessel has been spotted in the waters off the Indonesian island of Batam near Singapore. United States expressed concern about North Korean nuclear activity that would allow it to produce enough plutonium for one bomb each year. The announcement was made by North Korea's Atomic Energy Institute. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.